Welcome to Stories of Faith podcast channel, a ministry outreach effort by the youth deacons of First Presbyterian Church of Edmond, Oklahoma. This podcast episode is the third of three parts, featuring an interview with Ella Mae Miller. Ella Mae is a member of our church and celebrated her 90th birthday in June of 2008. She has lived an amazing life, and in this interview, she shared memories of her life growing up, reflections on her journey of faith, and insight about the things which bring her joy as a child of God, living almost a century on earth.
Now, how old do you think your grandmother was when she took you to the revival?
Must have been, she was at least 50 or something. I don't remember what. She died at 58.
Had she come over in the run, or how had she come to Oklahoma?
Well, she was here to greet him. They were Indians.
Really?
My grandmother would not let anybody know that she was part Indian.
Really?
I mean, she did not want to be named as she was an Indian.
What tribe was she?
Cherokee.
Part of.
But she didn't. She wasn't proud of that at all.
So she was fair-skinned and could passed.
Not exactly fair-skinned. I thought she was looked more like an Indian than most of us. She didn't want to be claimed an Indian.
Huh? How did she meet and marry your grandfather? Did you ever hear that story?
No, I don't remember.
Did you know him or just know her?
I knew both of them. They moved off to another state, and I didn't see them very often at all. That's my son back there that you don't know. That's the one that said his father made him read to him when he got to be six.
Where does he live now?
He lives here in Edmond.
Oh, he does.
He lives probably three blocks from our church, but goes to a different church.
Oh, he does. Oh, okay.
He still goes back down to the city. He lived down in the city for a while, so he...
Does he go to the Presbyterian church down there, or a different church?
No, it's...
They were attending Greystone Presbyterian Church, and there was a split, and the split went non-denominational, and went the split. Years ago,
I'm sure when you have this large of a family, you're going to have lots of different churches and lots of different...
Most of them are Presbyterian.
Are they?
Yeah, one branch that's Church of Christ. Yeah, Stephen Brenda's.
Do they still go over here?
As far as I know.
They don't come over here, so I don't know.
What's the biggest surprise you ever remember having?
I've had lots of surprises. I guess they had a birthday party for me one time. I guess they have had...
Is it your 80th that we did the surprise party in Guthrie?
75 or 80, I don't remember which one.
It was 80, because I think 75 was the blowout at your house.
But anyway... A lot of times I have good surprises, just different people come around.
Oh, now look at that. That's you at 3 months old.
Yep.
Wow. So where would that picture have been taken if you were three? Would that have been out at the farm?
Yep.
That you said between
your
ankles? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I didn't have any brothers and sisters. I had two half-brothers.
Older or younger?
They were younger.
They're both
dead.
Now.
That was my father and mother. But that's the guy that I did not know. I think I looked something like him, though, sometimes.
How old were you when you were able to meet with him? You said that was in college?
Well... No, I wasn't in college. I was married.
By the time we went, you were in your 50s.
Yeah, I know, but your father and I went to see him one time, and because your father insisted that I needed this to see him and let him know. And he was real nice, but We hadn't told him that we were coming or anything. He was a little embarrassed, I think. But he asked us back, but we never did get around to going back.
Was it unusual for women to graduate from college when you went to college, or were there a lot of women going to college and graduating?
People were not. I wasn't unusual at all.
You were for your family. She was the first person in her family to graduate high school, and I said, what made you think, as the first person who graduated high school, that you could go on to college? And she said, I just wanted to.
Really? What did you study in college?
Well, home economics is what I got my degree in, but I had to study other things to get it.
Now, did your husband major in religious studies, or what did he?
Art and English.
Because he was an artist and a painter. Now, did he ever draw you pictures?
He drew pictures, but whenever we went to Iran, we lost them all because his father died while we were gone. And whatever happened to his artwork, I never did know.
Wow.
No one else ever did either.
Did he end up writing as...
He wrote, and he's got lots of things published in the church papers.
Did he write any books?
He was published in a book. He wrote a space story for young kids that was published in an anthology of space stories for kids.
And he wrote articles for
Sunday school papers. He wrote.
He was published in Jack and Jill. I don't know if that magazine exists anymore. I don't think it does.
I don't have any of those.
I gave them all to you.
And you played tennis?
I tried. Those are back in my youth.
That's fun. Now, is that your husband was Al?
No, that was her third husband. That's her first husband there. That's my father.
That's my husband.
So you were married three times?
You've outlived them all.
Wow. Besides living in Iran and Edmond, did you live anywhere else?
I lived in New Mexico.
New York.
We lived in New York and Ohio.
Did you all go to church in each place? Mm-hmm. How hard was it to find the church? Was it the church, I guess, that took you to those different places after you left Edmond? Or
no, you had to find your own church. I mean, some places, we went to different churches on Sunday whenever we came back from Iran, because he would talk. But we always went to a Presbyterian church in New York, and then
In Ohio.
That's a mosque?
Yes.
Is that in Iran?
Or? Yes.
Now, who this is? Ella Mae and Carolyn Jean.
Yeah. Carolyn Jean died. She was my daughter.
And that's on the boat, isn't it? Going over to Iran?
Yes.
Did she pass away when you were there in Iran or on the boat?
She died here.
She died in 97.
Here.
She was in her 50s.
Oh. Wow. Has that been challenging for your faith to outlive children?
Yes. That is difficult, really.
That's not
something difficult for my husband to die, too.
Because Jay was, what, three?
Yeah.
When Papa died.
You may know Jay.
Oh, yes. I see him every Sunday I'm driving as he escorts you to the bus. Did your family think you were going to be so adventurous when you got married?
They didn't want me to get married. They didn't want me to.
And then go. Off you went.
They didn't want me to go.
The story of Grandma and the Preacher. My mother was really against her going overseas and let the preacher know in no uncertain terms what she thought of that.
Oh, to try and get him
she
to...
She worked on oil fields, so she knew how to use uncertain terms.
Uh-huh. And so the preacher here at the church to try to get him to weigh in and stop
her
from going?
Well, he was the one who had... let them know there was such an opportunity, so she held him directly responsible for tearing her child and grandchildren away. She was not happy.
Do you think that being overseas like that with your family and husband brought you closer together as a family?
With my mother and my...
With you, no, you and your husband and
mom,
your children.
Yes, very much so.
How did that make you all closer and tighter?
Well, I don't know. I guess I had always felt that picture there was a lot of fun.
Was that in Iran or was that here?
It's Iran.
Where would
that
you have been swimming?
Caspian Sea.
In the Caspian Sea?
Yeah.
Now, is it salty? No, the Caspian's not salty.
No, it wasn't salty.
It's freshwater.
It was very nice. We went there for one vacation. We went to the Caspian Sea and up at Resh. And... they had beautiful figs. Oh, figs were that big around and they were so yellow and so beautiful.
Figs, yum. And there's Crystal in the high chair. What did your husband think about, I guess, the prospects of sharing Christianity in the Muslim world when you all came back?
He wanted to go back very much, but the doctors wouldn't let him go back.
Because of his health?
Or,
so it was more his health that caused you all to come back than politics
well,
or circumstances there?
5 years we were supposed to come back.
They'd go for 5 years.
Oh.
They'd go back for furlough.
And then we have to go back.
Okay. How long was the furlough supposed to be? Was it?
I think it was a whole year because we went to school some. And we would have been better suited for work whenever we went back. And that would have been much better.
It was kind of to refresh.
I would have probably done a lot more if been a lot better. I'd known a lot more than I did when I first went over there. You're getting into pictures that don't really tell you anything.
That's your mama. That's her mother.
Oh. That's a birthday for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they came home for a 1 year furlough, they thought, and so they left, mustered their things in Iran, and came home, and then the Board of Foreign Missions decided that Papa was too sick and didn't need to go back.
Had he contracted something when he was over there?
Or? No, he had kidney failure, and they said that he would have a better chance here.
What did he say?
He wanted to go back over there. He thought that he could push a pencil as well over there as he could here.
Push a pencil as well?
He said it was his life and he should get to live it where he chose.
Right.
He said no.
Wow. How many more years did he live after that time?
8.
Yeah.
Didn't think he lived that much.
It's 54 to 63. It's... And then 55 is when they told him he couldn't go back. That's when I moved in.
You look like a pretty happy 90-year-old there.
That was a very nice.
Now, and you had some violins playing there at the event?
He had people playing
he had a string quartet.
Music. He had food, he had flowers, and he had my grandkids, some of them singing to me.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought he did a wonderful job on that party.
That's quite.
That's Jordan. You ought to know him, too. He goes to our church.
I don't think I know him.
He goes to Second Service at West
Bend. We did go to Second Service today because we were out late last night at Frontier City, but normally we're at early service.
Jordan just graduated college and has moved back to the Edmond area and does come to church, but I don't think he's involved in anything else except showing up for the second service every week, so I'm grateful for that.
Yes, that is good.
See, I have wonderful kids.
You do. You have a wonderful grandkids. Family.
Those are kids and grandkids there.
That is an amazing collection of folks. Did you ever think you would have so many grandchildren?
No,
great grandchildren.
I think it's really odd. She mentioned her half brothers. Her one half brother got married and had one child who never married, and so he died. His entire family can now fit in the front seat of a Corvette. Mom can't get her entire family, in half a church.
Wow.
And they started out the same.
Yeah.
Siblings.
I sure think that's nice.
What are the best things that people in the church can do for you now? You've given so much to the church. What are the things that the church can do for you at this point, or the things that...
I just don't need anything. I guess they bring me a bus to ride to church. That's a good thing, but I don't go to everything because of the fact that to go to church and be there all day to be there for church, I'm tired the rest of the day.
Oh, it's draining. That's draining.
Come home and want to lay down.
I thought it was required to take a nap on Sunday afternoons.
It should be. I think my father-in-law would say it's required. Probably should be.
And there's so many things going on here all the time. I could keep busy from the time I get up until I go to bed every day. So I don't do that.
Right.
And then if I want to do any cooking or anything, I have to be able to get to the store and get some groceries.
Well, I sure appreciate you fixing cake, and I'm sorry that I didn't have more mouths to help enjoy it today.
Yeah, I thought that you were going to bring your little
kids. I know. Well,
I have toys that little kids can play with sometimes.
I think you're going to bring high school kids, so they might not have played with your toys.
I do have children, though, that could do that, so maybe we'll have to set up another time to have them come over and come over and visit. Well, it's been very nice. Special to be here and hear,
been very nice.
Hear you share, your experiences. You've had some amazing experiences. And
I've had a very good life. I mean, I've had bad times in my life, and I have lost very dear people.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord has been good to me. I have been blessed so many ways. And now every child every grandchild I see, that I tell you, they're just so precious. The little genies, little kids are, they're just wonderful. And now Jameson has a little girl, and don't get to see her because she's off in California. But I gave up traveling. I guess I could travel, but I don't know whether to say I'm too lazy or I just don't like the effects of after I do it.
Well, you're blessed that so much of your family lives so close. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
So blessed. I just...
Because that is a difference between now and years ago. Because years ago, people tended to all kind of stay closer together. And now, families tend to be so spread out. And that really... I think that really is a blessing for you to have so many so close, and that's wonderful.
I have a friend here that has five children, too, and she has a lot of grandkids. And she and I decided that we could have us a community. Someone said I could have a community. And we decided if we put our two families together, we can leave our doors unlocked.
That's right. You can just have a whole neighborhood and everything.
And we'd have our own doctors, our own lawyers, our own
self-sufficient
teachers,
huh?
And everything in our community. And we could have the nicest community.
That's right.
Have our own church. We got our own preacher.
Except some of those grandkids would go outside the community to meet. To meet somebody someday. Who knows? They might do something wild, like run off to a foreign country, too. Since that's been known to happen in your family before.
Several grandkids live overseas already.
That's one of the things.
Well, thank you so much. This was really special. And you know, this is the first we've interviewed Mateen, and I've showed some of the youth deacons how to use the equipment, but I really enjoy this opportunity. I don't get a chance to have a cup of tea very often on a Sunday afternoon, and you remind me of a lot of things that are important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been working on that quilt. I'll have to show you what I have done on this quilt. It doesn't look like it's next year anyway.
But is this the quilt that you're resuscitating? That was your mother's
she's
quilt?
She's remaking one off that same pattern.
Oh, okay.
She copied the pattern, so that
I
she had
that,
one just
that
like
that quilt. Got the pattern off of it, and then decided to make one. See, when it gets finished, it'll have this border around it, and then it'll have this over the pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And then this will be the pillows, and then this will start the bed.
Wow.
And this, the bed is, there's a big flower in there. And then I get it rolled on out. You know, I could show you a little bit of it, but I can't show you too much.
Can I take a picture of you and Crystal together with that quilt? Let me you all stand over here.
Yeah.
We get the
stand
window behind
your
it.
Mom so that you can get
the window
light right.
Overexpose it. So.
Come over here.
Okay.
All right. Here, you can look over here and smile. There you go. Okay, let me take one more. One, two, three. Okay, you got it.
I can show you that.
How long have you been working on this?
Ever since my birthday.
No, I don't know if I did that. Oh, you know what? I pushed the wrong button.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I pushed along the outside, so we'll just push camera again.
I'm sorry. That's okay. Yeah. I am so sorry.
That's all right.
Whoops.
That's okay. Extras are free.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Who taught you how to quilt?
A woman here.
Oh, really?
It's Ruth. What
But you pieced quilts for years and years and years.
Oh, yes, I pieced. And
she finally, when she got here, she couldn't find people to quilt it for her anymore, so she just went out and thought, that's an easy job.
I've been embroidering, too. I'll show you one from there.
Well, good for you, learning something new. I thought maybe you
could also learn how to use a computer and email.
Uh-huh. I learned how to do dish ratings. Play bridge.
Well, you know what? That is wonderful. But it not.
Thank you for listening to the final installment of LMA's story. Have a great day and God bless.